This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and PABO. Welcome to Culture Shots at Near FM. I'm Evan Shirihuru. Community radio plays an important role in providing access to marginalized groups in any given society. In Culture Shots, a group of 8 people from different backgrounds and ethnicities were given such access here at Near FM. We in return tried to cover as many issues as we could that will either get minimal or no coverage at all. Today we have decided to talk to 2 people who have managed to make it in the mainstream media. First, we are going to hear from Dhew Wickremasinghe speak about the representation and participation of migrant women in the media. Dhew delivered this talk at a conference hosted by Akidwa in Trinity College, Dublin, to mark Akidwa's 10th anniversary. Dhew Wickremasinghe presents Global Village on Newstalk every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Global Village is the only equality-focused radio program in mainstream Irish media. Secondly, we are going to hear from Chinedu Onyejelemi, who is the editor of Metro Erin, the first national multicultural newspaper. But before that, let's listen to a song by Arcade Fire, and it's called Neighborhood Number 1 Tunnels. That was a beautiful track from Arcade Fire, and it's called Neighborhood Number 1 Tunnels. Now, let's listen in to Dhew Wickremasinghe speak about the representation and participation of migrant women in the media. Dhew delivered this talk at a conference hosted by Akidwa in Trinity College, Dublin, to mark Akidwa's 10th anniversary.
A while ago, before I started working in Irish media, I switched TV provider. Right, and I somehow managed to get myself the service that didn't have Irish channels, and I had to get a external aerial installed to get Irish channels. So this is a kind of a job that you put on the long finger. So it was a good 6 months before I started watching Irish TV again. So I was watching UK television for about 6 months, and it was funny because it took me that 6 months of not watching Irish television realize the lack of diversity that we see staring back at us when we stare at our TVs or we listen to our radio, you know. And I was infuriated because, you know, after all, I pay the TV license like everybody else. And why isn't there anyone on the TV or on the radio that is doesn't even remotely resemble me, you know, and they don't even, you know, have a similar point of view to mine, you know. And surely, you know, the Irish population, you know, 10% are made of migrants, so how come we don't see that many in Irish media? And then I realized the lack of representation extends to other groups apart from migrants. The members of the LGBT community, travelers, right? Religious minorities, and people with disabilities, right? And then the biggest shocker of all is that Irish media is highly male-dominated. Where are all the women, right? I was completely taken aback by this and thought to myself, how are we ever going to create a more inclusive and equal island if our Irish media does not accurately represent the island that we live in? This was the single most deciding factor that made me volunteer back in 2006 in a community radio station called Phoenix FM in Blanchardstown, and which then led me in 2008 to join the team in Newstalk. Has the Irish media changed that much in the last 5 years that I've joined it? Sadly, it's actually got worse. Because at one point, you know, at least on RTE, you had the program called Mono, where you had Shalini Singha, a wonderfully gifted journalist that is no longer there. Then you had the radio program on Radio 1 called Spectrum that also was completely scrapped. And I'm thinking, are we going backwards? You know, it's not like we're having less migrants in Ireland. We're still the same, if not more, but the representation is certainly getting less. And I recently interviewed a number of individuals, Lucy Kivney, and then Professor Kathleen Lynch of the Equality of Studies in the UCD, and Ursula Barry of the Women's Studies in UCD, who recently, just this summer, launched a summer school, the Countess Markievicz School. And basically, Lucy did a bit of research for us, and she listened to the radio in particular for a particular amount of time and realized that there were only female presenters were on after 7 o'clock in the evening or only during the weekend, you know. So you wonder, you know, why hasn't Irish media embraced diversity? Do media organizations lack the will to hire diverse presenters? And are people from minority groups, or maybe people from minority groups, not pushing hard enough to obtain the high-profile posts? Do listeners, viewers really prefer male, white, Irish, heterosexual, Catholic presenters? Or is there a combination of if it ain't broke, then don't fix it, or it, you know, or don't rock the boat kind of attitude that is stopping Irish media embracing diversity? And furthermore, if Irish media is currently not inclusive of women, which represent half of the Irish population, what hope do migrant women, or in fact any member of any minority group, have any chance of getting a look in? You know, so some of you may know I present a program called Global Village on Newstalk 106 to 108, airing every Saturday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. I know, shameless plug. And it is Ireland's only equality-focused social program in a mainstream sort of platform. And I'm pleased to announce that we recently got a sponsor, VIP Taxis, that has further secured the future of the program. And currently I'm branching out in other aspects of Irish media, TV3, The Midday Show. I've even survived Vincent Brown. I've been on his show twice. He's terribly grumpy. But recently I shared a panel with on The Midday Show with Sean Musanji. I don't know if you know him. He was the ex-presenter of Exposé, you know. And it was a bit of a shock because we were sitting in a panel discussion and suddenly I was sitting next to Sean, and Sean is brown like me, you know. And I was like, oh my God, Sean, look at this. I've been making, you know, some kind of, you know, TV history, you know. Sean is born. I nearly said on air, you know, people, you don't have to adjust your TV screens. There's nothing wrong with your color. You know? I didn't quite. But Sean is born and brought up in Ireland, so he didn't notice that he doesn't see color. And the other panelists didn't even think that this was a big deal. But all I was thinking is, I hope that this is during the summer holidays, I hope there's children, you know, maybe from migrant children or first-generation children watching telly now, because if they can see us, they might say, oh, if they did it, I might be able to do it, you know. So that's how I think. But sadly, many people in Irish media just don't think like that, you know. And working within the media industry, I've seen for myself the barriers that exist that really stop not just Irish people getting into it, but anyone from a minority group. There's three issues that I have with Irish media. Firstly, to be able to get a job in Irish media, you have to work for free for at least the first 2 years. There's someone from New York nodding. You know, it's practically modern-day slavery, right? Half of the people who work in most of the radio stations, TV stations, are not getting paid. So they're all on the dole, right? So, and even if you do have a job in Irish media, at some point during the year, you will have to sign on because maybe your show is not throughout the year. If you have a break during the summer, you know, you have to kind of sign on. So that makes it very difficult for someone, say, who's a migrant, you know, who's got bills to pay and might not be able to even access social welfare payment because of their fear of not getting citizenship, you know. Secondly, the other biggest criticism, it's all about who you know. Okay, it's not like a regular job where you can apply, send your CV, and then you know, the best person gets a job. It's pretty much about who you know. So it's all a constant thing about getting your profile up, you know, meeting, networking, making connections, and it's only then you can get your foot in the door. So can you imagine someone who's a migrant who's come to Ireland? How long is it going to take for that migrant to make those connections? And that's why I think I thought it was really interesting how Sean, Musanji and myself, we are both kind of first-generation migrants. He was born and brought up in Ireland. I was born and brought up in Italy. So maybe there's an element in there that it takes that kind of, I don't know, confidence or whatever to push yourself out there, you know? And thirdly, the other biggest criticism of the Irish media is HR practices are practically non-existent, you know? I mean, you have these, you know, in most companies around the country, but when it comes to media, there's no, you know, emphasis on HR and whatnot. And most staff are freelancers, so therefore they don't enjoy basic employee rights, or they don't think they enjoy employee rights. And as a result, there's a huge fear of, oh my God, am I going to rock the boat? I better, you know, make sure I dot my I's and cross my T's and whatnot, you know? So it is incredibly tough business to be in, but I must share with you one positive experience since I joined the Irish media industry. My first passion when I was 17 was to work in media, and I worked in the national broadcaster in Sri Lanka. But I knew I couldn't progress because I didn't have a formal qualification in journalism. I still don't have a formal qualification in journalism. And the fact is, Newstalk or any other media establishment I worked with has never asked me whether I have this qualification. I think that's a positive element of the... I know, it is, because they're really focused. They're really focused on the talent or your perspectives that you can bring in as opposed to your qualification, you know? So I really like to encourage everyone in this room, if you know anyone who wants to get into the media industry, please do. It takes a lot of hard work, but at the end, it is very rewarding because you know you're making a difference. You're touching people on a large scale, and you get to meet wonderful people as well. But I'm concerned because if the Irish media industry doesn't change this attitude of not hiring people who are, you know, of kind of sticking to the same old and hiring the same old, you know, Miriam McCallahan's, Pat Kenny and whatnot, if they don't get a chance to kind of widen out their recruitment process, what's going to happen is, you know, there's a lot of talented journalists, migrant broadcasters that are just dying for a chance to shine. And my fear is if the establishment doesn't change, the light that they have might never be seen by the Irish public. And then my question is, who are the biggest losers?
That was a beautiful speech from Dewi Kremasinghe speaking about representation and participation of migrant women in the media. Now, before we go to my interview with Chinedu, let's listen from an Indian Irish fusion group called Delhi to Dublin. Their song is called Teo Nachi Day. Thank you, Delhi to Dublin, from this song called Teo Nachi Day. Now, let's listen in to my interview with Chinedu Onyejelemi, who is the editor of Metro Ireland newspaper, the first multicultural newspaper in Ireland. Today, I'm talking to Chinedu Onyejelemi, who is the editor of Metro Ireland. Metro Ireland is probably the first multicultural newspaper in Ireland. Welcome to the program, Chinedu.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Chinedu, can you please explain to our listeners a brief background about yourself?
First of all, before I start, I want to clarify that it's not probably. Metro Ireland is the first multicultural newspaper.
Okay.
In Ireland.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. In relation to myself, I'm originally from Nigeria. I'm here over 14 and a half years. Well, I'm a trained journalist. I'm also a trained teacher.
Okay.
And I studied in Trinity College. I got my MPhil in Ethnic and Racial Studies.
Okay.
So apart from, you know, being a journalist, I'm a trainer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm also a business person.
When did you start your career in journalism?
Right from Nigeria.
When did you start or when did you form Metro Ireland?
Metro Ireland was launched on the 16th of April 2000.
Was there any particular reason why you decided to start your own newspaper?
There were basically two reasons. One was to create employment for myself and for others. And then the second thing was to, you know, bring accurate and balanced information about immigrants and immigration to Irish people, as well as to bring accurate and balanced information about Ireland and Irish people to immigrants, provide information.
Okay, so you started a newspaper so that at least you can become a link between these two groups of people, migrants and the Irish community. Can you say in particular, from the first time that you formed the newspaper up until now, did you ever encounter any difficulties?
Well, the difficulty is always there. It's there every day. We face difficulty, especially with this recession. You know, getting advertising is a huge problem. You know? And I think that's the main problem we are facing, getting enough advertising, keep publishing. That's our major problem.
Can you say, is your readership growing?
Our readership is not going to shrink because we are developing our website. We are getting new readers. In terms of the paper, it's a bit static because we don't have resources to increase our circulation.
How many people you have trained or you are training this particular time, or how many journalists works for you right now?
Well, we have there are about six of us in the office now. Six journalists, three of them are interns. Our interns are not only from Ireland; they come from all over the world. The people who are in the office as we speak now include two Americans and two French and one French woman, and all of them came from abroad.
If somebody comes to you and say, I'm somebody who wants to be a journalist, or I'm struggling, what advice can you give to that person?
Well, first of all, the person needs to decide whether journalism is what he or she wants to do. And if that is so, then what type of journalism, radio or TV, are you talking of print, or you're talking of online? The person has to be in a position to know how to gather news. Having a very good idea for news gathering is very, very important. If you cannot suggest story ideas, then I don't think it will be possible for newspaper editors or, you know, whoever is in charge of commissioning to commission you. So you need to have that. I also need to know how to write. Do a very good interview, and another important thing would be deadline. Deadline is extremely important.
I saw you hosted an event, award ceremony called Mama
yeah.
Awards. Can you explain to our listeners what is Mama Awards?
Mama Awards is Metro Media Multicultural Awards. What it does is it celebrates and promotes the outstanding contribution of people,
okay,
individuals, groups, you know, organizations, companies, towards creating cross-cultural understanding and cooperation in Ireland.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're Irish or, you know, African, Nigerian, or come from any part of Africa or Asia or Middle East or other European countries. As long as you live in Ireland and you are helping to promote diversity and to, you know, build a positive society, you know, the award is for you.
I've heard a lot of migrants complaining that there isn't many migrants representing themselves in the mainstream media. Would you, as somebody who have been working in the mainstream media for some time, would you agree?
Yeah, well, there is very little representation of immigrants in the Irish media. It's print, you know, online, radio or television. When you look at the content, strictly, you know, targets the mainstream society.
Okay.
Which is Irish people.
Okay.
The population of the country, Ireland, is about, you know, 12% of the population is
migrant. Okay.
But in terms of content, of media content, you do not get up to 1%, okay, targeting immigrants. Apart from the content, you also have the issue of staffing. It's, you know, close to nothing. It's completely close to nil when it comes to staffing. Yeah, so immigrants, I don't know how many people from the immigrant background, with immigrant background that are working with mainstream media. So
And what do you think might be the way to rectify that?
The way to rectify it is those who are in control of the media organizations should understand that things have changed. We are living in a modern Ireland with a lot of immigrants. They should understand that those immigrants are media consumers and that they need to reflect that.
Thank you very much for giving us your time today. That was an insightful interview from Chinedu. I'd like to thank my guests today on this program, Dewi Krimisinga, who presents Global Village on Newstalk every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Global Village is the only equality-focused radio program in mainstream Irish media. I'd also want to thank Chinedu Angelemi, who is the editor of Metro Éireann, the first multicultural newspaper here in Ireland. All the presenting and programming was done by myself, Evan Shirihuru, and all editing was done by my colleague, Chris Willensy. I'd like to say this to our listeners. Thank you very much for listening today.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of Pobl, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and Pobl.